And congratulations on giving yourself this time. For stepping in to this commitment to yourself. Feeling the containment of the floor beneath you, the mats. Perhaps you have a bolster under your knees, a blanket. Feeling maybe heels, where your legs touch the ground or the bolster. Bum. Feeling shoulder blades. Feeling back of head. And just greeting these points of contact. Noticing the different texture there. Soft and hard, yielding and resistant. Knowing that all kinds of consciousness are welcome in this nidra. All kinds of consciousness are valid. Sleeping, dreaming, dancing between, being half awake, being half asleep, being somewhere else. It's all valid. And if there's anything in this nidra that doesn't suit you, you can just let it pass on by, like a cloud. It's just an invitation. And just seeing if you could make yourself even a little bit more comfortable, like 1%. What could 1% be? And you might consider this whole nidra a continuous invitation to drop more into comfort. Feeling the edges of the blanket around you, the weight of it on the thighs and breasts and knees. How you've tucked yourself up like a sausage roll or a burrito. Contained, held. Remembering the familiarity of the room, the edges of the room, the windows and the landscape beyond, and how this building contains us, how it's been holding us today. We're held here. remembering your friends resting by you, companions today. Noticing the containment of community. Of connection. And bringing to mind and body some of the different kinds of nourishment that you've received today. Food, maybe a smile from a stranger. Movement, just letting those experiences of nourishment drop into you again, feed you. You walk through the door today with some feelings and expectations. You met some familiar people, perhaps, some new people. Felt into the paradoxes in your life, in your systems. There was some movement, somatic practice, chanting. Nidra, then this beautiful food. The adventures of the curious explorer. However these experiences have nourished you, let the in-breath bring them into your system. Let an effortless in-breath bring them in so these nuggets of nourishment can flow into your system and integrate through every cell, from your tiniest little toe to the hair on the crown of your head is filled with the nourishment that you have received today. All through the body. You're going to kind of move through the body, receiving nourishment at each point. Bringing nourishment to the tip of your nose. And the left jaw and right. And nourishment to the throat. Nourishment moving like honey down the left arm, across the left shoulder. Nourishment softly moving through shoulder joints and upper arm and elbow and lower arm and through the wrist and into the left hand and all the fingers of the left arm. Left hand filled with nourishment, like honey filling soft. Nourishment filling the whole left arm and shoulder. And nourishment like honey through the right shoulder and shoulder joint and right upper arm and elbow and lower arm and wrist and right hand and all fingers and thumb on the right hand filled with nourishment. All of the right shoulder and arm. And letting the sense of nourishment come into the heart, and from the heart flow into the ribs, the left ribs, the right ribs. Filling the space around the heart, in front of the heart, behind the heart, wrapping the heart. Filling the rib cage. And softly, warmly coming into the belly. All the tissues of the belly filled with nourishment. The organs, the fascia, the muscle. And coming into the pelvic bowl. So the whole of the torso is filled. Filled with nourishment, filled with goodness. Filled so much that this nourishment naturally flows into both hips, through the hip joints, in your pelvic floor, down both thighs, the front of the thighs, the sides, the inner thighs, the back of the thighs, those big muscles filled. Coming through the knees, through both shins and calves, filled. This abundant nourishment in your beautiful system, your beautiful body, just flows into both ankles and heels and the whole of the feet and all of your 10 toes. The whole body full. Whole body. And feeling the containment now for this nourishment. Feel the containment. The holding here for this nourishment. The floor beneath you. The blankets around you. You're held here in this nourishment. Just notice what containment is available for you. And then turning your attention to the freedom, to the spaciousness that's available to you right now. The infinite. The abundance of nourishment that is available to you. And then moving between the two, between moving between containment and freedom. Just in your own way, as an experiment. Containment and freedom. And then letting all that go. And remembering where you are in this yoga nidra. This yoga nidra to bring containment and integration. Remembering where you're lying and you're held in this beautiful building in the countryside. These walls around you, the windows with the rolling countryside beyond. Or more than human friends out there. And remembering your friends resting next to you. And noticing the sound of bodies resting, the sound of breath around you, of rustling, of movement a little bit. And the sound of your own breath. As we come towards the end of this yoga nidra, making your breath a little bit noisier. As you bring a little movement into your feet, feeling the containment of the earth underneath those feet. Feeling the softness of blanket, the texture of blanket, furriness, maybe weave, maybe fluff, as it tickles your chin, perhaps. Bringing more movement into hands, maybe fingers meet each other. Hello, finger. Thumbs meeting fingers. And then bringing the hands to the body in any way that feels delicious and nourishing and containing, so that you can squidge and massage yourself back into the room. You might want to roll around with your knees tucked up. Find your way onto one side. Checking out how it is with your eyes closed first, if the colours there, before softly opening your eyes. And gently making your way back into the room. Thank you for resting with me.